to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacasso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold quest to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel it towards injecting more joy, presence, calm, and meaningful work in each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Hey there, beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to a very exciting episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. This is exciting because we are at episode 100. That's right, 100 recordings of this little humble podcast that I started a little while back now for many reasons, but for many reasons it's proven to be way more powerful than I ever expected, which was why I wanted to dedicate a podcast episode to sharing with you my reflections on 100 episodes of recording a podcast and being part of your journey in the process. I want to share with you, as I said, the reflections, but equally the learnings, some of my favorite episodes that perhaps if you haven't heard, might be worth going back and having a listen to, and equally how this has inspired others in the work that I'm doing. So let me share with you where I'm at. Yeah. So when it comes to this podcast, I have said many times over, I would do this if no one was listening because it has brought so much to my life. It is by far and above one of my favorite things to do. And it is a gift that enables me to impact my own life, but equally impact the lives of so many others all around the world just from doing something that I'm really passionate about. I like to think of this podcast, and again, I've said this many times over, and it's something I never realized when I went into it. I like to think of this podcast or creating your own podcast a bit like the University of You. As someone who's got a couple of degrees and studied a lot, the magic of this podcast is that it enables you to create your own degree, your own qualification in whatever it is that you want to pursue. I get to choose each week what I am curious about based on the conversations I'm having and what I'm hearing from both current and prospective coaching clients. I get to then research that curiosity using life experience, using the best in psychology, using what I'm learning in my trauma-informed therapy to build a conversation that can empower others to grow. And it equally empowers me to grow in the process. I get to choose who I bring in each week to support that growth from a diverse range of people. I equally get to meet and connect with amazing new people because I have this podcast and it provides a platform for them to then share their stories and their knowledge, which further builds my network and the network of you, my beautiful listener. And on top of all that, doing something I love and putting it out into the world in all its imperfection, in all its rawness, inspires others on their journey to defining flourishing on their terms, which, if you weren't aware, my quest, my purpose in life is to elevate societal flourishing through inspiration, through action, and through the empowerment of women. And this podcast firmly sits under that purpose as a means for me to show up and live and breathe it every day. I mean, what a gift, right? So what have I learned from 100 episodes of recording my own podcast? Well, a couple of things. First and foremost, you never know who is listening and how your words could change the course of someone's life for the better. I love, 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 love when I meet people and they feel like they know me because they've been listening to the podcast and they share stories of how a particular episode or a series has impacted their perspective, the way they look at the world, and therefore the way they choose to show up. Equally, you never ever know what opportunities may arise as a result of some person listening. I've had things from speaking opportunities, from referrals, client referrals, to podcast guest appearances, all come off the back of just doing my humble little podcast. This is a beautiful and intimate way to connect. The fact that you're in someone's ears through their choice, it gives prospective clients a feel for who you are and what you're about in a way that just feels so authentic. The other thing I've learned is that conversations are never what you expect. And whilst being prepared is helpful, not being attached to an outcome or to a script and allowing a conversation to unfold will take that conversation to places you never considered. And often that is where the magic, that is where the nuggets that provide people listening with those aha moments sit. The other thing I have learned, and this is like something I've learned with so many of the things that I've done as an entrepreneur, it is that consistency is key. So often in our lives, we do something, we try it, and we put one thing out in the world and we don't get a response and we think it's a failure. The biggest challenge with that is by not continuing to put that out into the world, people don't know it exists. So it's not had the scale of impact and therefore you can't truly get the feedback on it. So showing up consistently on this podcast and being attuned to a method of delivery that you can sustain. So for me, I often do bi-weekly. Sometimes I do weekly, but I will consistently show up at minimum bi-weekly on my podcast because I know that's what I can sustain. And the beauty of that is that your listeners know what to expect and when to expect it. The other learning I've had is whilst I get asked all the time to provide questions to guests I'm having on the podcast, I never do. And I tell them that. And the reason for that is that I have found that when you pre-provide questions, people will overthink their answers. And so when they give them, they don't feel authentic and often they feel a little bit awkward. So I found that the answers that come in the moment are always the ones that are meant to be heard and have the most real and authentic impact on listeners. The other thing I've learned, which I've really started to step into, is when you feel there is more in a subject, in a theme, in a topic than one episode, go all in. Yeah, go all in, because if it feels like there's more in it, there definitely is more. A series of episodes around a theme can be hugely powerful because you can tackle that theme from completely different angles, which means that it can connect with different people in different ways. So one episode may not connect with someone, but the second episode, because you've approached it from a different angle, can connect with people that otherwise perhaps wouldn't have resonated with something else.
Hey there, thought I would just press pause for a moment and ask you. Do you lay in bed at night wondering, is this it? How much is enough? And what the hell am I walking into tomorrow? Do you then wake exhausted, no matter how much sleep you've had? Do you feel like you're operating in robot mode, like nobody's getting the best of you? And perhaps you keep telling yourself, when it's all done, then I'll make time for me. But the reality is it's never all done, and all you keep doing is moving yourself and your dreams to the bottom of your to-do list. Perhaps you long to feel more present with the people that you love, more connected to meaningful work, and just a little more calm in each day. If this sounds like you, I want you to imagine. Imagine how it would feel to bounce out of bed with the clarity, the courage, and the confidence to live each day in alignment with the life that you've longed for. If you're ready to shift from existing to living, reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel it towards injecting more joy, presence, and meaning into each day, Flourish Forward Coaching was created for you. Go to flourishforwardcoaching.com and book a free clarity call with me today. Now back to the podcast.
A couple of examples of this. One of my favorite series that I've done is one of the most recent ones, which was a three-part series I did on angry women. They were episodes 94 and 96. Now, this came off the back of exploring my own anger and sharing that with other women and talking about it and finding out that all these other women felt angry. And I was like, this is an important conversation to have. I'm going to give to it wholeheartedly and we're going to go deep. So I think it deserves three episodes. I might even do more. Another example would be my stories of transformation. I'm a transformation coach. That is what I do. It's what I love. It's what I'm good at. And so doing a series, which was episode 60 and 61 on stories of transformation, and you'll also find little random episodes weaved in amongst everything else because it's something people love to hear, real and raw stories of how people stepped into the life that they long to live. Equally powerful. The other one that was fascinating, and again, was not even considered, it was almost like it just came out of the fact that I was celebrating 8 years as an entrepreneur, 8 years in my business of hackinghappy.co, was a two-part series I did on what it looks like to have an eight-year journey in business from a real, a raw, and completely honest perspective. And so many female entrepreneurs reached out to me and said, oh my God, that was just so powerful because it normalized the fact that it's like a roller coaster, you know, it's not a flat line. Business and being an entrepreneur is a road with winds, twists and turns, and uncertainty. So they're just some of the examples, the series that I went into to go deep. And the learning, as I said, is to when you really find something that's meaty, take the opportunity to dive in. It's amazing what it can do for you and equally, obviously, for your listeners. So I thought I'd also share in this celebration of 100 episodes, some of my favorite episodes that maybe if you're new to the podcast, you haven't heard and listened to, but I know you'll love. Well, let's go back to early on. One of my favorite early podcasts that I did was an episode with a gentleman by the name of Oscar Trimboli. Now, this guy is what I would call the global listening guru. He is an expert in how to listen. And if there is one thing as human beings we are not good at, it is listening. So often when we are in conversation with someone else, we are sitting there thinking about what we want to say in response to what they're saying to us, which blocks our ability to be fully present and listen to what is being said, which then impacts our ability to grow from that conversation and develop a really deep connection with that person. So that episode with Oscar is episode number 25, if you want to go back and have a listen. And one of the most profound things I took away from that episode was Oscar said there was a quote, and it was, a true listener is someone who sits in a conversation and is open to having their perspective shifted. And I just think, how often do we do that? How often do we enter a conversation and think, I am fully present and I'm so here that I am open to changing my mind. The second episode that you might not have heard that might be of interest was episode number 15 and 16. Like, we're going right back to the start. And this episode series was entitled Why You'll Never Be Ready. I brought in my beautiful friend, Cherie Rubenstein, the founder of One Roof. And this series was designed to talk about the fact that if you wait to be ready, to make the change that you long for, you'll never make it. Because the reality is you will never be ready. And the people who become successful in this area, the people who realize their potential, the people who grow and start to live the lives that they long to live, are those who step into the discomfort of not having all the answers, of not having the perfect plan, of not being ready, and they just take action. Action that feels in alignment with who they want to be and how they want to show up. And they trust that the action will breed the clarity. So if that sounds like it's of interest, I strongly encourage you to go back and have a listen. A couple of other faves. Oof. Number 70, an episode I did on why, or not on why, on how I almost quit my business. And this episode was inspired off the back of coming out of COVID and having a very confronting and honest conversation with my listeners about how I'd really struggled in lockdown with just standing and talking to a screen all day, and how that had opened my eyes to exploring new ways of connection, like going back and doing my yoga teacher training, like going back and studying psychology at the age of, I think, 47. That episode was extremely powerful because, again, it was the honesty of the fact that things aren't always perfect. Even for the people that we look to and think they've got it all going on, the reality is we're all normal people and there are highs and lows in everything, and that's completely normal. The other one I want to share with you, which is also a little more recent, was episode number 84. Now, this came off the back of a beautiful holiday period I had over the summer here in Australia of 2022 into 2023. And I had a month off with my family up in Queensland, and it was magical. But I found I was drinking a lot more because I was relaxed, I was on holidays, and I was 47. And I started to notice some shifts in my body and my mind off the back of alcohol. And I had a conversation with a beautiful friend of mine who is a holistic well-being coach who's highly experienced in helping women navigate hormonal challenges. And we decided to do a podcast on aging and alcohol and why you feel shit. And this was my first foray into understanding that maybe, just maybe, at the age of 47, I was experiencing what I now know as perimenopause, and starting to, again, you'll see some future episodes, to go deeper into menopause, what the symptoms are, how we all feel we're going crazy, and no one truly understands some of the myths or the symptoms that we don't talk about, to normalize and encourage more of these conversations. So there's some of my favorite episodes that I wanted to share with you in case you want to go back and do a little bit of a retrospective. The other thing I want to share about 100 episodes of a podcast is that I've now been able to empower and support a number of my coaching clients in launching their own amazing and impactful podcasts. And I cannot tell you how joyful that has been. And I want to share two examples with you today because, again, I know if you listen to a podcast, you like a podcast recommendation, and I get the vibe that if you are listening to me, you're going to love these women. So Alicia Payne is a woman in tech, and Alicia and I were working together. And she had this desire to empower women in tech to find their voice so that they could realize their true potential. So we came up with a podcast vision, and that was to have real and raw conversations about the unspoken so that women don't feel so alone in their journey in the tech space. So we worked together, and Alicia launched her beautiful podcast, which is called Holding Space for Unicorns. And I'm going to pop the link in show notes so that you can have a listen. And that podcast, like I say, is designed for women in tech to speak about the unspoken and to unlock their true potential. The other one I wanted to share was, ironically, a client who's got the same surname and they're completely unrelated, was a client called Kim Payne. Now, Kim is a quite renowned speaker in the financial services industry, and she has made a significant shift now into supporting high-performing women in building their confidence. And she wanted to create a podcast, and her podcast was around inspiring women to believe that they can live kick-ass lives where they're seen, heard, and fully valued, which I loved. So the vision we came up with was women are reaching out and sharing that they have taken positive, confident action as a result of what's been shared on this podcast. So when Kim created this podcast, that was the impact that she wanted to have, that women were coming to her and saying, I feel more confident as a result of listening to this podcast. So off the back of that, I supported Kim in creating the Courageous Me podcast. Again, I'm going to drop that link into the show notes if you would like to have a listen. Now, both of these women were seeking ways to find their voice, to speak their truth and impact the lives of others in the process. And like myself, they discovered that a podcast was a beautiful platform to do that. Now, I'm not suggesting it's for everyone, but I just wanted to plant the seed, yeah, for those of you who perhaps have thought about doing your own podcast, but maybe felt like I was speaking about that podcast earlier, you're not ready or unsure of how to go about it. More on that in a moment. So as I continue to reflect, I want to say to you, dear listener, at 100 episodes, a freaking massive thank you. Thank you for inviting me into your ears and your life and for joining me in the journey of doing the work to uncover our wholeness and unlock flourishing on each of our individual unique terms. Thank you. I am so grateful that you are here, and I am so grateful that this podcast has been some small part of your life and impacting your journey. Now, if I come back, for those of you who have been listening and sitting on the fence questioning whether you should create your own podcast, I wanted to provide you with a little gift. Because this podcast has given me and so many others so much, I want to give you a gift in celebration of that. And that gift is a simple, quick start cheat sheet to help you get your very own podcast off the ground if that feels like it is calling to you. Because I know sometimes doing new things can feel overwhelming and massive and equally so if you've got no idea where to start. So I want to give you a little cheat sheet to make the overwhelm go away and give you some really simple clarity on how to get started. Because if I'm honest, it's not a massive undertaking. It's really about just setting up the foundations and committing to a release timeline that is sustainable for you, because it comes back to that point about consistently showing up. Yeah. So finally, I have a little ask. If you haven't already done so, I would be so grateful if you could leave a rating or review on your preferred listening platform. In doing so, you enable others to find the Hacking Happy podcast more easily and inject more of what gives them meaning into each and every day. So off the back of my 100 episodes, I just invite you to pay it forward, if you could, with a rating and a review. Thank you so much for being part of 100 episodes. I can't wait to get into the next 100. I've got some very good stuff coming up. We've got a bit of a backlog of stuff that I've recorded because I get so excited once I find a theme. So stay tuned. And until next time, you beautiful human, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans like you to lead wholehearted and happy lives. If you enjoyed your experience today, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something in this particular episode that resonated, feel free to take a screenshot and share your perspectives on social media. Tag me in via Instagram on hackinghappy.co, or you'll find me on LinkedIn, Penny Lacasso. If you have a friend that you feel needs to hear the message in today's podcast, why not drop them a note and share the link from this episode? Until next time, my friend,
happiness looks good on you.